ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Good evening and welcome to our Wednesday beautiful exchange service right here from the Lighthouse Lagos, Nigeria. We're so excited to have you join in our service today. Wherever you are joining from, maybe it's a good afternoon in your own part of the world. It is a good evening here. It's been a rainy season in our own city. It rains literally for most part of the day. But rain brings refreshing. It's a sign of the blessings of the Lord. We pray that the blessings of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow will be all of our portions at this time in Jesus' precious name. So thank you for joining in our service. Last week, Wednesday, we started a very important topic that has generated questions from believers in Christ about appropriating the blessings of God in their lives. You know, the promises of God, the Bible is filled with the promises of God. But the believer is supposed to live in the reality of those promises. So last week, we were able to touch on 3 points. And today, we'll be able to finish up on this important topic. Our goal with this topic is that you live in the blessings of God. The promises of God, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. God desires each and every one of us to live in the fullness of his blessing. In 3 John 2, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So God's desire is that we have all-round wellness. We have peace of mind. We have joy. We have fulfillment, fulfillment in our families, fulfillment in our career path, fulfillment in our business enterprise, fulfillment even in our nation. God wants the best for us. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, which we are conversant with, is that I know the thoughts. So God is thinking about you and I. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says God, thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. There is, God expects a good outcome for our lives. So wherever you are today, please understand that it is the desire of God that we live in the fullness of blessing. Paul writing to the Romans, he said, when I come that I may impart to you the fullness of the blessings of God. So God has in his own economy, in his own sphere, the supernatural, he desires his children to live in the fullness of his blessings. So today, by God's grace, we will look. We will just take living and the blessing. We will take it further. And before, let me just lay a foundation. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yes. All the promises of God in him means in Christ. They are yes. They have received the seal of heaven. So the promises of God, they are signed, sealed, and delivered on the basis of the redemptive work of Christ. So the blood has provided, it's like a covenant relationship. It has given us life and peace in Christ Jesus. So it says all the promises of God in him are yes. And then in him, amen. It means nothing can change it. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not like people who tell lies. I mean, Numbers 23:19. So God is committed to his word. Isaiah 55 says he watches over this world to perform it in our lives. So for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So God wants to manifest his blessing through us. And last week, we touched on the first point. We said that if you have any area of your life that you have a need, whether it's your health, whether it's your family, whether you're seeking to know God more, that's a spiritual journey with God, an intimacy relationship with God, all things are provided for in the world. So we said that you can run a concordance. So what do you have to do? Number one, locate that blessing in the word of God. If you have challenges in the area of your health, the Bible made provision for our health and wholeness. If you have financial lack or financial trouble, the Bible make provision for our financial abundance. So the first thing to do is to locate that blessing in the word of God. And you can do that by simply running concordance. Or you can type. Today Google is so resourceful. You can type scripture, biblical scripture on prosperity, and it brings out. So you locate these blessings in the word of God. Why? Faith begins where the will of God is known. So when you locate it, it becomes the will of God for you in that specific situation of your life. And if you can find it in the scripture, then you can believe for it. You can believe for it and you can have it by faith. Secondly, we said when you locate it, you then begin to work at believing it. So you read it, you see the reality, you embrace it, you meditate upon it, you stay on it. Like a hen with brood in our own part of the world, the old process of chicken reproducing after its own kind is that they lay the eggs, then they brood on it. It's a time of brooding. So you stay on that scripture. For example, if it's financial abundance that you're looking for, so scriptures like Deuteronomy 8:18, it said it's God who gives us power to get wealth. Scriptures like 2 Corinthians 8:9, it talks about the fact that God, there is a grace that is in the Lord Jesus for our sake. There was that beautiful exchange, 2 Corinthians 8:9. And then 2 Corinthians 9:8 says God is able to make all that grace abound towards you. So when the time you start to meditate, you are working at believing it. You are applying it. You are saying, Jesus, you paid this price for my health. Jesus, you paid this price for my prosperity and peace of mind. So you stay on it until the word becomes tangible. So it's lifted from the pages of the Bible, which is called Logos. It becomes a spoken word to you, which is called Rhema, in your own particular situation. So the written word was given to reveal the living word. We said that last week. So the word is written so that we can understand what is in the mind of God concerning area of life. And then it can be revealed to us in our own particular situation. So we read it, we study it, we meditate on it, and faith rises into our heart. And we said the third thing is that when you have located the scripture, you walk at believing it, then you enter into your rest in him. Because where we read today, he said, for all the promises of God in him, they are yes. And then in him, they are amen. He said, to the glory of God. So God has wrought all day through the redemptive work of Christ. So the blessing is real. We need to enter our rest. And how do we enter our rest? If we allow the word to guard our heart, to build garrison around our life. We enter into our rest. We know that the one who has promised is able to deliver on his promises. Like I've quoted earlier on, Numbers 23:19, God is not like people who lie. And God is not the son of man who is erratic to change his mind. God is committed to his word, is committed to his promises. So the fact that Psalm 138:2 says, he has exalted his word above his name. So we can enter into our rest in Him and then fight with the Word of God in our hand, fight the good fight of faith. There are enemies of faith. We said worry, fear, doubt, anxiety, panic. They tend to, are you sure? Are you sure? Questions like, oh, if it doesn't happen, the faith rises up in heart and say, it's not a matter of if. We know it will happen. We know whom we have believed. We know that He's committed to His word in our lives, and we know He's able to make things good for us. Number fourth way for living in the blessing is, this is fresh, so you have to write right now, ask in faith without wavering. So you know it's like a process. It's like you're trying to manufacture something. There is a process of production. For us to live in the blessings of God, for us to live things out of the pages of the Bible, to make it become active in our life, number one, we say we have to look at the blessing in the Word of God. If it's in the Word, then God is committed to do it, and we can believe for it by faith. So we said, two, work at believing it. Three, we said, enter into our rest in Him, because the Word becomes flesh to us. And then we can now take it up in the place of prayer and ask in faith without wavering. And you know, by the time we obey the first three rules, so Matthew 7:7 comes into play. We can ask and we receive. We can seek and then we will find. We can knock and the door is bound to open. So everyone is aware. By the time we get into this realm, the angels are aware, human beings are aware, demons are even aware that, hey, but your faith is active. So you ask. He said, whoever lacks, James 1 says, he said, let him ask. Whoever lacks wisdom, he said, let him ask from God. He gives liberally and does not withhold back. So God, we can ask, we can make a demand with our faith. And that faith is the gift of God, because we are hinging it, or we are resting it in His promises, which are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. And number five, you have to learn to meditate on that. So if it's my health, for example, certain scriptures must come up in my heart, in my process of meditation, in my walk, because that's what is going to build a guard around my life. Even when the symptoms hit, I can say by His stripes. So scriptures like, I've said this often, if you have challenges in the area of your health, God's word is filled from the Old Testament right to the New Testament. God's desire is to heal us. God's desire, God is not glorified in sicknesses. God wants us well, because when we are well, we are able to do His work. We are able to serve our family, serve in business, serve in various capacity of life that we occupy. So God wants us healthy. So scriptures like Exodus 15:26, literally in that verse of scripture, God is saying, I am your personal physician. Exodus 15:26. That's the Old Testament. So Isaiah prophesied this will of God for us to live in health. In Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, it's clearly there. He was wounded for our transgression. So that is it. Isaiah prophesied. Jesus came to walk and live in that reality. In Matthew 8:7, the Bible talks about when they brought people who are sick to Him. Matthew 8:17. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, he said, by whose stripes you were healed. So, and then Hebrews 13:8 is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it's not that healing has ceased. No, it's still active. When people put out their faith for it, it works for them. And then one that I love, which I've quoted, 3 John 2. So all these scriptures, you begin to meditate upon them every day. That's the fifth point. If you want to live in the blessing, you have to learn to meditate. How do you meditate upon the Word of God? You stop, you pause, you think about it, you mutter it to yourself. By whose stripes you are healed? You can say it to yourself, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. He paid the price. It's not that I'm going to get healed. I am already healed, because that is His word. His word is true from the beginning. He paid the price on the cross. The same price that dealt with our sin was the same price that was paid for our sickness, for the same price that was paid for our poverty. So sin was broken, poverty was broken, sickness was broken. And today we can live in the blessings of our God. So you meditate on that issue every day. Don't quit. Even when the symptoms disappear, you know what David said in Psalm 103? He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. So we need to consistently meditate upon these things, giving ourselves wholly unto them, 2 Timothy 4:13, so that the evidence of our profiting may appear to us. So even when there are no symptoms, even when you are not sick, you need to meditate on scriptures around faith, on scriptures around healing, on scriptures around well-being. And they are filled. The promises of God are filled in the Bible. They are filled with such scriptures. So you meditate on that issue. Whether the symptoms are there, whether it has disappeared, you do not relent. It says, fix your mind on Christ. That's how to fix your mind on him. You meditate upon his goodness. You meditate upon his work and his desire for us. Number 6, understand that nothing in this kingdom will work without faith. Understand it. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. What is that faith? That's disposition of absolute confidence in God, in his word, and in his promises, knowing that they are yes in Christ and amen in Christ. It's like an overwhelming confidence. It rises above the voice of doubt, fear, unbelief, anxiety. Even David puts it this way. He said, even when my heart is overwhelmed, he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than high. If you read it in that Psalm 63, you know that it's capital hard for the rock. So he's referring to the personality of Christ. So understand that nothing in the kingdom of God operates without faith. How do you know that you are saved? You just know it by confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not be able to articulate, but you know it because there are obvious signs of peace in your heart, obvious signs of joy, obvious signs of fulfillment in your newfound faith. But faith is tangible when it hinges on the word of God. So understand that nothing in this kingdom will work without the operation of faith. In Hebrews 6:12, the Bible says, you and I should be followers. Followers. There are people, we read about them in the Bible. They're like everyday people around us today, but they choose to follow this God. They choose to put their trust in him. They choose to build their confidence in him. And the Bible says that through faith and patience, they inherit the promise of God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. So even the disciples of Christ, and here we are today, generation after, it is still the same principle of faith. And faith is like, Jesus said, is like a small seed, but you have to plant it. And there is no, if you can't plant it, and how does faith come? He said it comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So at the root of all fellowship with the Father is a heart of confidence, a heart of faith in him. And lastly today, turn these promises into confession. A lot of times, for us who are believers in Christ, we believe. We believe that the Bible is true. We believe that the promises of God, they are yes and amen. But these are other aspects of saying it. In Psalm 102, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. Psalm 103:2. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Proverbs 18:24, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. It says, but you are bound to eat the fruit thereof. I mean, there is just that thing that comes. It helps our faith when you learn to speak God's word. You are aligning yourself. I mean, one of the things that you will learn in our walk with God is the character of God in Romans 4. The Bible says, he called those things which be not as though they were. I like to paraphrase it, because they were. I mean, because the supernatural, the spiritual controls this natural world. So when we speak our release word, we're confessing, that, like what Jesus said in John 6:63, they have the creative power as we release words. He said the word that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. So they have the power to create. So even when we are looking at the things which are seen, they are temporal. We must learn to speak the word of God, to appropriate the blessings of God, or to live in the blessings of God. Let me recap today. Number one, locate this blessing in the word of God. And once you locate it, begin to work at believing it. It's not just reading the Bible. No, to know or have mental access to what the Bible said. No, it's also meditating, thinking over it, ruminating over it, working at believing it. Are there any other scriptures that should, tells us the line of the mind of God? You can gather them, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then that's work at believing it. When you do it, you enter into your rest. This area is in my health. It's already concluded. And so I believe it. You enter into your rest, and then you have the confidence to ask in faith without wavering. And if you do that, you begin to meditate upon it every day. When you are meditating upon it every day, what actually comes to you is thanksgiving. Thank you, because your word has made provision in this area. And then you remind him. That's what he said. He said, remind me of my word. You remind him. You meditate on the issue every day. You understand that nothing really works in this kingdom without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's what Hebrews 11 says. Say, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and then he's a rewarder of all that diligently seek him. And then turn the promises into confession. What I even actually encourage people, if you have located that area, list out those scriptures. You can write them out. You can print them out where you can see them. And you turn them into a confession. You speak the word. And sometimes when you speak it that way, and you hear yourself saying it, I mean, you know, the psalmist say, he said, God has spoken once, but twice have I heard. You hear it with your outer ear, you hear it with your inner ear, and then it begins to shape the pictures of what you can see, and then it begins to strengthen your heart. And then you will begin to see opportunity. You will begin to see that the symptoms are disappearing, if it's healing. And then in no time, you will see that suddenly, or rather, I mean, naturally or supernaturally, naturally, you begin to see this blessing manifest in your life. I pray that the blessings of God will not elude any one of us. The blessings of healing, the blessings of deliverance, the blessings of victory, the blessing that comes with you and I becoming the ambassador of the blessings of God to our world. Because God expects we have to reconcile the world to him. So the power of sin is broken. God expects us to be that ambassador where people don't live under sin anymore. The power of sickness is broken. God wants us to be that ambassador, the one who makes that proclamation that is true. The power of poverty is broken. God wants us to be ambassador to our world. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the heart. I will come back and pray with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,